Happy Monday. Here we go. Another week. It's awesome. But you are not still one of those people who doesn't like Mondays, are you? Because I gave up not liking Mondays 23 years ago, exactly, yeah. Yeah, I put up with it for a long time, but eventually I said, this sucks. I didn't do it anymore, and you shouldn't either. So starting today, Mondays are perfect for you. And that's what we're going to talk about today, creating a perfect day. Is it possible to create a perfect day every single day for the rest of your life? On average, yes, it is. And that's what we'll chat about today. It is a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single way, doing the best I can every day. And the only way I know how, the way I can, me being me, to inspire you and to give you some ideas and teach you a little bit, and maybe drag you through your day. I know I don't talk soft and whisper. Sometimes I get a little loud and sometimes I get a little crazy. Sometimes I might make you mad. But it's all for love. It's all to try to get you to do the things you want to do. That's all I want. That's my only mission around here. There's nothing bigger than that. In fact, if you want to make me the happiest guy on the planet, all you have to do is do what you say you're going to do. Figure it out and say, this is what I want to do. And I say, okay, go do it. That's all you have to do. And if you do that, not that I have to be happy for you, but that's all it takes to satisfy me. So that's my only goal as I show up on this show every single day to hopefully trusting, hope, and praying that you will come up with something you want to do exactly. You will finally get the courage to step into it and go do it. And then you'll give me a call or send me an email someday and say, hey, Scott, I did it. Thanks, man. I just tuned in one day and you changed my life. It happens there all the time. How are you? I am Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Have no idea how I started doing this job. Have no idea how I stumbled into it. Have no idea why I decided to go this way, because I was a hot rock and roll DJ for years and years and years. And suddenly I said, there's a better way. And here we are in our 17th season doing this and so many other things all around the world. Happy to have you here today. No commercials? Really? Seriously? Yeah, if you're a premium member, they know that, but you don't. You should check it out. So every Monday, I ask the question, have you done your homework? How's your life going? And here's what I mean by that. Okay, come here. Can I have some stream of conscious thought with you? Is that cool? A lot of people I talk to, and I talk to a lot of people every single week, it's busy for me. I'm always on the phone or Zoom or something with somebody. And it's amazing how many folks haven't just checked in with their life. They seem to think it's going okay, or maybe not, but they really haven't done it. And it's amazing to me, really successful people, how I finally get them to really pause and just ask that question. How's my life going? And just accept the answer. Good, bad, and then begin to make change. So I ask you to do that. I ask you today when the show's done to sit down and just take 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever. Don't take a long time. And just ask yourself, how's your life going? And be willing to make the changes to keep it good, to get rid of the bad, and to stop being indecisive. It's one of the most helpful things you can do for yourself in every part of your life. And if you're smart, you'll ask it every single day. Let's talk about creating a perfect day every day. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Is it possible to create a perfect day every day? Is it? No. Okay. I know. I just kind of blew the whole show, didn't I? No, it's not possible. But Scott, you promised to create a perfect day every day. Yeah, but come on. I'm not going to lie to you either, right? Because stuff gets in the way. Stuff happens. Yeah, I walked the dogs in the rain this morning. That wasn't a perfect day. Well, it was kind of fun getting splashed around and everything. But sometimes stuff just gets in the way. So, but let's pose the question. What if it could be perfect every day for the rest of your life? Now, my Scott logic just tells me that if I can get it pretty good most days, that life is going to be pretty nice. It makes sense. I don't have to be perfect every single day, because as I think I said on Friday show, I was talking about my late wife, that I don't remember the bad. The bad all goes away. I remember all the good, the fun stuff. Your subconscious mind kind of cleans things up for you. So yeah, you're gonna have some bad days along the way, but if we could, on average, get our day to be the best it could be every single day, it would be a beautiful thing. And your mind is a beautiful thing because you can use it, the power of your mind, to design exactly the life you imagine. I cannot tell you how many times I have chatted with somebody who has gone through this way of thinking with me and come back to me a year or so later and they say, you know what? It's amazing how I just kind of thought about it. I just kind of wrote it down and it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many people at some point in time just thought about what they wanted, how their life was going to be. Didn't even know they thought about it until like 10 years later. They said, man, I just remember thinking about that 10 years ago. And look, here I am. It's amazing how that happens. You get what you focus on. So if you want to create a perfect day, or what we like to call an average perfect day, accepting that not every day will be perfect. And yes, you can have an average perfect day on the weekday. You can have an average perfect weekend day. I know you have two different lives in many cases. Me personally, I like to make it the same life experience. It doesn't matter whether it's a Monday or a Saturday. It makes no difference to me. I'm going to feel the same way either day. In your case, yeah, you can do it Monday through Friday, or you can do it Saturday and Sunday. I don't care. You can do it for holidays. It makes no difference. You can have an average vacation day. It doesn't matter to me. I prefer one. Number one, here's how you do it. You sit down, you write down an event-by-event event description, a vision of your perfect day. Now, what I mean by that, and I would prefer you write it on paper, sit down with a legal pad and write it out, and if you're smart, you'll double space it so you can fill in the blanks in between. Write down from the minute you get up. I wake up to an alarm. In my case, I don't wake up to an alarm. I wake up naturally. I take maybe 5 minutes to get myself awake, then I open the door, call the dogs in, let them tackle me for a few minutes. Event by event, day by day, what coffee to drink? What time do you leave the house? Are you going to go to the gym? What are you going to wear? What do you like to do? What makes your day great? Event by event, all day long, every day. Yes, it is fantasy. Now, this is the biggest challenge I get from people. They come to me and say, Scott, I wrote it down. This is really what I'd loved it to be, but it's not that now. I know it's not that now. It is fantasy, but it's amazing when you at least give yourself the ability to think about it. You write down how you would like it to be, every single thing about where you go to dinner, what you eat, all that stuff. When you do that, it's amazing how it suddenly starts to happen. Automatically, behind the scenes, this mythical thing we call the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, goes to work. So yeah, it's fantasy right now. You're going to feel kind of silly. You may not want to share it with anybody. You may just start doing it. The minute you take the time to come into that world and imagine it, it starts to be. Now, here are the rules. Very simple rules. There are no rules. There's just none. But the first one you need to pay attention to basically is no limitations. I've never met anybody who thought they could create a perfect day and write it all down without tripping over limitations. Because you think, I can't do this. You know what? I got to work. I got kids. The whole thing. But what if you didn't? Or what if things change? Or what if you could do it with them and with the job and everything else? There are no limitations. Just write down what you want. Again, it's kind of fantasy. So don't hold yourself to the limitations of the real world. Secondly, there are no consequences. Ever. And consequences can be very good, by the way. We don't think about good consequences, do we? Why would we do that? But there are no limitations. So whatever you're feeling, whatever false belief is holding you back, whatever is limiting you from being your best and doing what you want to do, that doesn't matter right now. You don't live in that world anymore. This is your world where you get to make up what you want to be. And the consequences, there are none. I'd rather you have none than think of all the bad ones. Be honest about what you want and don't be shy. There is one other thing that makes this work. So once we have figured out to write it down, we've gone through that. And it's not easy. It is not easy. I can tell you this, that in most cases, you're going to struggle over this for a while. It's not going to happen right away. You're going to have to come back to it again and again and again. It's not going to feel real. You're going to really work at it. I have seen so many folks have a challenge with this, but also that's not the point. The point is while going through it, your mind is opening up to things and eventually it becomes a finished document, but it's not going to be right away. It's going to be difficult for you. There is one thing. Don't you believe in the law of attraction? Yeah, it happens. What you focus on, you get, the whole thing. But there's one thing you have to do that people always leave out. You've sat down, you've taken the time, you have written down event by event your vision of what you would like your perfect day to be. Total fantasy, man. I can't have this. And yet I'm going to do it because God said to. There are no rules. There are no limitations. There are no consequences. Be honest with about what you want and don't be shy. But at the end of the day, even though it's a fantasy, you got to believe it can be yours. You got to believe you deserve it. When you believe it can be yours and you believe you deserve it and you can do the work to get there, it will happen. If you follow these steps, your subconscious mind will find the path somewhere. You've done it 1,000 times in your life already. You can do it again. And maybe you've forgotten how to dream, huh? All you need is a partner willing to take action. And that partner is you.
That's the one.
Do that and you'll create an extraordinary life. And it is a promise. So what is coming up tomorrow? Well, the longer you live, the more fun life is. But you can live longer by being optimistic. Is that the way you do it? Maybe, maybe not. There's a certain kind of optimistic person you need to be just to make a good time of life. And after that, the next day, how bad do you want things? And a whole lot more coming up this week. See you on Facebook. Go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and see me there, because that's what I said. I'll see you on Facebook. And that's what we have to do.